Well, everyone, it's Wednesday, and we are moving towards our full this morning. The full moon occurs at 11:38 a.m. West Coast time, p.m. Central time. We have a complex day today with lots and lots of transits. The moon is touching practically every planet. We also have Mercury square Chiron and Venus trine and Mercury sextile. They're good transits. Everyone, it's the Cancer Solar Festival. And I was reading this morning through Labors of Hercules, and these labors, these stories are so enigmatic, and we have to find out what do they really mean to have Hercules place the dough close to his heart. There's so many different levels. In Cancer, we have instinct, intellect, intuition. And what we have to strive for is that intuition. It says that we must learn to carry the capacity of intuition to our hearts. Instinct transmuted into intuition. Through intuition, we become aware of all things of the spirit and all things of the earth. We are aware of all spiritual realities. These spiritual realities cannot be reached by instinct or by intellect. Only the intuition reveals spiritual realities to us. Again and again, the sons of men, who are the sons of God, continually recapture spiritual realities. So holding the dough close to the heart, call forth intuition, and then we make decisions, we live our lives through the heart. And to apply this to our present prayers, let us see that we carry Matthew close to our hearts. So holding the deer close to our hearts, calling forth the intuition of the heart. Holding the deer close to his heart, Hercules continues on his path to the temple. Lays the deer at the doorway of the temple, which is our heart. So is our intuition, that which continues, that which combines the higher mind, soul. Told that we constantly have to renew this day after day. We must seek the deer, seek the intuition, seek to the temple, to our lives. Hercules is humanity. Sense the care from the heart to must give to each other. So again, we hold each other close to our hearts. As we do this, solace. So today is the Cancer Solar Festival, and Matthew is Cancer rising. Cancer. This solar festival, this new full moon, biggest, brightest moon of the year. I could see it last night through the sycamore leaves, through the sycamore tree. So I wanted to give a context about Cancer in the involutionary arc with mind, Aries, desire and aspiration, Taurus, the understanding of duality, sharing, Cancer, birthed into the world of form and matter. Cancer formed humanity, families, multiple races and the cultures, and the nations. But most of all, it formed a family unit, which is our first community. Via the energies pouring into our planet from the sign of Cancer, we can become better aware of the involutionary and evolutionary. And we learn to appreciate the light within the form, the dark light of matter, the light awaiting the stimulation coming from the soul's light. So the whole science of astrology is about light, the magnetic and magical interplay, the externalization of this light. The inner reality. This is our Cancer Solar Festival Day. Cancer rays 3 and 7. Wherever 7 is, wherever we see 7, there is also ray 1. Stand together in the ashram. Stand at the doorway of our ashram and we look down into the valley. We invite all of humanity to join us in this meditation today so that we call humanity to stand within instinct and step upon its intellect, intuition. And we look all the way over to the ocean and see the rising sun reflected in the ocean. We call forth our families, friends, loved ones. We stand with all those who came before us. Prepare the way for those who come after us. We stand with the Christ hierarchy, all the great ones, the masters, Master Kumar, wrote and said, now we move into the Cancer. So we join with Master Kumar and everyone. The world. Stand under the light of Shambhala. Again, in the healing of Matthew, see the light of Cancer pouring into his hospital room. The light within him is joined with the light, stars, sun, Cancer, 3 and 7. See Master DBV at his head. Behind him, at his feet, Lord Maitreya. At his heart, on one side is Jesus, and on the other side is Mary. His heart. See the Master assessing, teaching. Matthew with his students as he teaches them. Join us today in this meditation. His last time he was with us, he was at the Gemini Festival. Gemini is on his cusp, Cancerian house. But now, Mercury into his first house is on, sitting on his ascendant, his Cancer rising ascendant. So this is an important full moon for Matthew. All the spirits of healing to pour into Matthew's body to bring in to a complete. So let us now say our soul invocation. We know the soul is the comforter and the healer. With Matthew's soul to bring forth his comfort, his healing. And we say the soul invocation and identify as the soul. We say together, I, soul. Fixed and perfect in my design. We stand together, visualizing ourselves in the center of a six-pointed star. We surround our country and people and government. Around all the nations, the entire earth. Surround Matthew, surround his hospital room, surround the entire hospital itself, having become a shrine of healing. We lift up the personality to the light of the soul. standard with them. And we look up and see another triangle, the will of God and a will. The will to love. Starry triangle. And again, we surround our around the hospital with this fiery triangle. This triangle of the will to good and the will to love brings forth a healing, brings forth goodwill, peace, as we stand here together in this will to good. I'm going to read Shambhala today. We're going to do the will visualization, the ocean, Shambhala. God is time and time is God. Told recollect Shambhala, disciples, to the Lord, Sana, and tread the path of Lord Maitreya, teacher. In Shambhala, time is regarded as God. God is time and time is God. Even the scriptures speak of time as God, but in due course of time, fire was seen as God, substituting time. As time passed by, the sun was seen as God, substituting the fire. Later came many symbols, names, and forms of God, which totally obscured the very original dimension of God. Shambhala accepts time only as God. It accepts not worship of any other variety. According to Shambhala, comprehending time and functioning in tune with time. Worshipping time is also seen as deviation. Solstices and solstices are to be comprehended and are to be attuned to. Instead, on such days, if worships are done, it is distortion to Shambhala. You attune to the dimensions of time, you realize the original state of your own being. The full moons, various phases of the moon, sun's transit through sun signs are to be observed and attuned to. Tapas is the other name of attunement. Stands for meditation, attunement, deep contemplation, meditation, attunement. Such attunement enables us to realize our own being, also to realize the purpose for which one, and further realize the potential of the given equipment of the body. King of Shambhala. Attunement to time is to be practiced. Action, attunement, is the way to fulfill one's purpose. In dark ages, subtly deviated from the fundamental. Recollect, disciples, Shambhala, down to Lord Sanat Kumara. Tread the path of Lord Maitreya, the world teacher. Turning from his test in cancer, passed through the gate again, found his way back to the teacher of his life. Hercules had dough within his arms, close to his heart, to the holy place. There the dough found rest, and there so does man. Hercules, returning from the test, passed through the gates again, found his way back to the teacher of his life, fulfilled the task set by the great presiding one. I have brought the dough back to the temple, simple except for the length of time, the weariness of the search. I listened not to those who made their claim, falter upon the way. I brought the dough back to the holy place, close to the heart of God, and likewise, in the hour of need, close to my heart also. Look again, Hercules, my son, between the pillars of the gate. Hercules obeyed, and beyond the gate, the landscape stretched fair. On the far horizon stood this temple of the Lord, the shrine of the sun god. Glistening battlements stood a slender farm. Did I perform the test correctly, O teacher wise? Thought earlier. And from the council chamber of the Lord, where sits the great presiding one, there came a voice. Again and yet again, all the sons of men, sons of God, seek. Intuition, the heart. Bear it to the holy place again. And then said the teacher, to the Son of Man, who is the Son of Man. Labor 4 is over. From the nature of the test and from the nature of the dough, frequent must be the search. Forget this not, Hercules, and ponder upon the lesson learned. Stand here together and understand that we must call upon the intuition. Be within the heart. Let's do our healing meditation for Matthew. Mercy, can I call upon you?
Let us enter in our healing dimension at the heart of hierarchy, at the heart of our ashram. We see at the heart of our healing dimension the Christ, as the great sun of healing, rays of light, pouring the healing, loving energy into Matthew and everyone within the healing dimension. We see Matthew at the heart of the healing dimension, his hospital room, entire hospital, at the heart of the healing dimension. We see Matthew at the heart of our group. As we see our group, with Matthew at the center, we feel a great love building. We focus at the group soul. And let us say, with purity of motive, inspired by a loving heart, we offer ourselves for this work of healing. This offer we make as a group to Matthew and those who we seek to heal. We feel a deep love pouring into us. The love of God and the source of all healing. We gather this love and we focus at the Ajna Center, where points of radiant light. We project this light from the Ajna through our two hands to the heart center of the group. It meets and blends with the healing rays of the Christ and pours upon and is received by Matthew. As we do this, let us say, may the love of the one soul focused in this group radiate upon you, Matthew, permeating every part of your body, healing, soothing, strengthening, and dissipating all that hinders service and good health. As we do this, we sense Matthew receiving the healing energies, truly believing in the results. And let us hold this deep and concentrated and radiating love for a moment. Let us do that now. the healing energies being received by Matthew's soul, guided and directed by his soul, knowing where to go and how to heal for his perfect needs, his perfect recovery, healing, his full and complete recovery. We call on the healing angels and devas to continue their healing work on Matthew. We see the healing devas working with his body, with his brain, with the connection between his brain and his body. We see healing devas able to receive the healing energies from the healing dimension, from all the prayers and healing around the world. They receive it and use it in a way his body can receive and use and integrate in a perfect way for him, restoring his perfect conditions within the brain, the perfect amount of stimulation needed within the brain to connect the brain and the body. We see the healing angels with him, tending to him, doing their magical healing work on all levels. We see him, the healing energy is going to his lungs, to his blood. We see his blood oxygenated. We see him strengthened, his lungs pure and clear. We see him regaining the full ability to take his own deep breaths and respiratory cycles, completely oxygenating the blood in the perfect way for him and his needs. We place Master CVV at his head, Lord Maitreya at his feet, healing Master Jesus at his side, placing his healing hands on Matthew's chest, Mother Mary at his other side, her magical radiant light pouring into Matthew. This light, I always think of miracles pouring into him from Mary. We hold the triangle of Matthew at the center, Master CVV at the top, Matthew at the feet of the Master, Master Kumar on one side and Risa on the other side. We see Matthew within the square of stabilization and anchoring, and then within the triangle, this harmonious energy is flowing into Matthew, the healing energies. We see him receiving all that he needs in every step of his progress. We see him calmed and soothed. We see him consciously cooperating with his own healing, and also being patient with his own healing. We place all those, Risa, Alexis, Sarah, Laura, all of Matthew's family, friends and loved ones, all of the hospital staff, all of those involved in his healing and recovery. We place them within the healing dimension. We see them unified at the soul level, so all decisions made have the best outcome for Matthew and his full and complete healing and recovery. We also see this allowing healing within the family. We see the family held in the healing dimension. They remain confident in Matthew's complete recovery. They feel soothed and comforted in the process. Let us say our Master CVV healing prayers. Let us place Matthew in the heart of Master CVV and Master CVV in the heart of Matthew. And let us say, Master, please let us receive the influx. Let me start over. Master, please let Matthew receive the influx of thy prana into his system so that he may transcend disease, illness, decay, fear, and death, realize the highest truth, the love and the pure bliss of existence, and serve humanity according to thy plan. Namaskaram, Master CVV. And aligning with the soul, allowing the light of wisdom to pour down into our bodies, the bodies of those in need, and into Matthew's body, let us say, let us form the circle of planetary healers. Let the chief life descend and penetrate. Let Mary life preside over all functions. Let healing happen at all levels. Let mineral, plant, animal, and human be healed and harmonized. May the angels cooperate and fulfill the plan of healers upon earth. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Let us say an Om for our healing dimension. We know our Om and our healing dimension remain individual for Matthew all throughout the day and all throughout the night through his entire healing and complete recovery process. The great divine healing beings remain with him, the angels, the healing devas. They continue administering to him day and night. And our group healing energies remain with him as we hold him at the heart of the healing dimension within our ashram. Let us say an Om for our healing dimension. Om.
Thank you, Mercy. Let us do our full moon meditation now, everyone. The time of the full moon is a period when spiritual energies forth and enter into the earth, and they facilitate a closer or between humanity, Shambhala. Each month, the inflowing energies carry specific qualities, constellation, or rays. These influence that month. Energies play upon humanity. They establish divine attributes, consciousness of humanity. As aspirants and disciples, we seek to gather spiritual flow of energies and distribute them into the minds and hearts of humanity. Thus, we strengthen the link between entrance upon the path of approach is possible for individuals and for groups as a whole during times. Energies not usually or normally can be touched and grasped, gathered, utilized. The time is full moon approaches. It must be done by a group. Touched and vitalized, and so is humanity. Full moon approach to heart. We say together, he who faces the light and stands within its radiance is blinded to the issues of the world of men. He passes the lighted way. He passes on the lighted way to the great center of absorption, He who feels the urge to pass this way. Revolves upon the pedestal of light, turns the other way, faces the dark, and in the seven points of light within himself transmit streaming light. The face of those upon the darkened way receives, and for them the way so dark, behind the warriors. Fixed the light and dark. See within around us the hierarchy, and we direct this light, gathering it, directing it out to humanity, to Matthew, to those in need. Affirm the fact of group fusion and integration within the heart center of the new group of world servers. Stand mediating between hierarchy and humanity. And we say these words together. We are one with our group brothers and sisters. That we have is theirs. May the love which is in our soul. May the strength which is in us lift and aid them. Which our soul creates reach and encourage them. Say this again. We are one with our group brothers and sisters. We are one with Matthew, and all that we have is his and theirs. May the love which is in our soul, may the strength which is in us lift and aid Matthew and give him our strength, which our soul creates, reach Matthew. Project a line of lighted energy towards the spiritual hierarchy. This is the planetary heart center, the ashram of Sanat Kumara. Extend a line of lighted energy towards the Christ at the heart of Hira, great world teacher. And we extend a line of light towards Shambhala, the center where the will of God is known. As we align these three, stand within them, we hold our contemplative mind open. To extraplanetary energies, stream into Shambhala. With our creative imagination, visualize the creatures of Shambhala gradually coming into alignment. As we stand within the light, 3 and 7, reflect upon seed thought. Answer. We offer to humanity these great ideals within these keynotes and these keywords. Stand within the light of Cancer and see that Cancer is the light within the form, the light within substance, the diffused light of substance, the dark light of matter, and stimulation from the soul. Stand under this light of Cancer. We develop limitless compassion. Cancer offers us tremendous inner reserves of nurturing energy. We become advanced humans. We selflessly create structures on the earth for the betterment. Found hard at work trying to feed nature. Vehicle of the highest expression of rays 3, 6, and 7. Nourishment into a hungry environment. So mother, say the words of the soul. Soul says, I will build a lighted house within the personality and dwell therein. Build a lighted house and therein dwell. we express this light through cancer, attention, and dedication. This light becomes unlimited nourishment and creatures. Let this nourishment to Matthew, nourishing all parts of his being and his body in the hospital, everyone all over the world, to pouring forth its nourishment to all of humanity. Be still for a moment. Visualize these things. Creative imagination. We visualize the energies of light to good pouring throughout on the earth, physical plane centers, the plan, the manifest, to sixfold progression of divine. A sequence of energy precipitation. Shambhala. Servers. To the men and women of goodwill everywhere. To the world. Centers of distribution. We refocus our consciousness as a group. We stand within the great ashram. And we sound this affirmation together. Center of all love, we stand. Center. Soul will outward move. From that center, we, to serve, will work. May the love of the divine self be shed abroad. We visualize downpouring of spiritual energy. This inflow is released from Shambhala through the hierarchy, streaming into humanity via servers. As we stand here together receiving this light and distributing it, we see the pathway of light for the coming world teacher. It's a hospital room. Let us see. Four corners of his room, we see four angels, orange, the light. Within each form is a yellow flame, and around each other, each one, each form, we see the color blue, and they utter four words. Each day, these words take form from out of the north. Northern angel says, be pure. From the south, the southern angel says, I dedicate. From the east, the eastern angel, bringing a light divine, says, love. And from out of the west, the western angel, I serve. We assume these words. We become these words. We become pure, dedicated. And we serve. These words sum up the nature and destiny of humanity. They're not spiritual qualities. Potent occult forces. Incentive and creative in their results. And we place these four words within the body of humanity. These four, we add another one, spiritual attainment. and we do our white magician's healing work. Now I'm going to say the full moon visualization. The Tibetan has asked us to do this at the full moon. To picture ourselves next to an ocean of blue. On the horizon, we see a slowly rising. Enter that ocean of free of all encumbrances and worries, anxieties and care. Swim towards a rowboat lying midway between ourselves and the rising sun. As we swim, we become aware of our group brothers and sisters also swimming in the same direction. Recognize. We visualize ourselves now climbing into the boat. While in the boat, we see ourselves each grasping an oar, together rhythmically and steadily towards the rising sun. There is harmony of movement and purpose and of direction. And then we see between ourselves and the rising sun, a figure moving towards us. It is our teacher, the master, the Tibetan, coming from the light in our direction. The clear pathway of the light, we see him distinctly. We see him together, and we say inaudibly, yet as a group, to the light we move. By thee. Out of the dark we have come, driven thereto by the soul. We spring, to the ocean of light we plunge, together, soul we serve. Be the master we know. Master within and the master without are one. Which one are we? The one is all. Soul, thy soul, master, and the soul of all. When we do this meditation, we use a group fusion of purpose. Most desired step. We have worked successfully fusion of love. Now we work at the united evocation of the will. At the center of all love, we stand. Center, soul will outward move. Center, we to serve will work. May the love of the divine self be shed abroad. The world. Now we will distribute this meditation. As we say these words, we visualize the outpouring of light, of love and power through the five planetary inlets, Dealing, City, then Geneva, Tokyo, Darjeeling. From these centers, consciousness of the whole human race is irradiated. These words we say together. From the point of light within the mind of God, light stream forth into the minds of men. Point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth to the hearts of men. Just return to earth. Center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. Which the masters know, serve. From the center which we call the race, the plan of love and light work out. Let light and love and power restore the plan. So let it be, and help us to know, to do, our part in the world. For we know, O Lords of life and love, about the needs, small needs, large needs, personal needs, family needs, healing needs, needs of the children, mystery. Our hearts anew with love, so we too may love and give and do our work. Our radiance mantra, gathering the light of Cancer. This light becomes the waters of life for thirsty humanity, contains everything humanity needs. So together, wherever we are and from, Shram, local unison, as a group, we face the world. Light from our Ajna centers. This is our center, diamond center of direction, and we say together, radiance we are. We stand forever with our hands outstretched. We link the heavens and the earth. A subtle world of glamour. We reach into the light to meet the need. Down to meet the needs. Reach into the silent place and bring from thence the gift, understanding. It's with the light we work. Turn the darkness into day. It's with the light we work. Turn the darkness. Say our Kali Yuga prayer now. She say this with us. Lead us, O Lord, to light, from the unreal to the real, to immortality. As we do our work each day together, always lift up the kingdoms to the kings of beauty. Now let us be still for a moment, everyone, so this meditation can rest and settle within our bodies. Guidance and direction to us and to all of humanity today. Say our three ohms together, everyone. It's become sounds of healing for you. Hospital where Matthew is. All upon all the kingdoms. Say these ohms with us. Let us gather this meditation, these teachings, impressions, pictures, prayers. Let them settle within our hearts. Let them be our guide and direction for us today. Let us precipitate down now into our three-dimensional world. Let us be aware of the timing today when the actual full moon does occur. Let us stop. Let us visualize this light pouring down to humanity, bringing comfort and care and healing for humanity. Remembering that it is at 11:38 a.m. West Coast time, 1:38 p.m. Central time. Let us precipitate down now into our three-dimensional world. See what our tasks are today and complete them with ease, with harmony, with beauty, with grace. At the end of the day, reviewing the day, we see that the day was good, no matter what occurred. The day was good. It was a magical day, as every day is. And let us further precipitate down now into our three-dimensional world.